Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it's time for Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to our friends at Waipapa Taumātarau, the University of Auckland. Today we're joined by Leo Willianto Santoso to talk about his research as part of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. Morena.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you for coming up for a chat. I'm really looking forward to talking about your research, which is sort of in the world of computational biological models.
Okay, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. In my research, I will do like a computational biological models.
Yeah.
But I think I will start from my story behind my PhD thesis.
Yeah, you've got a personal connection to this research,
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah. So a few years ago, I watched someone close to me struggle through a grueling with cancer, battle cancer. So his treatment felt like trial and error, try a dose, wait, adjust and try again. Sometimes he improved, but when he would suddenly get worse because the treatment was not quite right for his specific body, making his recovery painfully long. So I wonder what if doctor could test treatment on a digital version of you first before giving it to you. That idea is what scientists call digital twin, or computer models that behaves like your body, so treatment can be tested safely and efficiently, and also personalized.
Right. So you're sort of looking at, from what I understand it, at the moment, the way that people go through a lot of treatment with their medication is you just have to sort of try something and see if it works, and if it doesn't work, try something else.
Like a trial and error.
Right. So we want some sort of computer model so that we can test medication on them first?
Yeah, people.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I think that's very possible,
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Is this something that exists already and is that in use at all?
Not yet.
Right.
Okay.
So where do we go from here? What's the process for trying to make this thing happen?
So sometimes when people hear about computational biological models, it sounds very abstract. But these models are actually digital version of how our bodies work. Scientists use them to simulate like heart rhythms, drug effects, or how diseases progress. They are essential for building future digital twins of patients, virtual models that could one day help doctors personalize treatments safely and efficiently.
So what kind of things would make up a computational biological model? Is it someone's DNA and things like that?
Computational biological model, we deal with biological models that are like starting from head to toe. So actually we already have thousands of these models. This model actually representing everything from our bodies. But the issue is many of them are difficult to reuse. The meaning of the variable inside the models, like what exactly a symbol represents biologically, is often unclear. So even though the science is there, it's like a very hard to combine the models or build from a previous work. So that's why I can illustrate like we have a thousand of Lego pieces without clear labels. So you know every Lego pieces are valuable, but they don't easily fit together.
Right, okay. Okay, so it's about connecting the dots to make it all work. Interesting. I also feel as though, you know, this will help patients who are feeling discomfort from trying different medications, etc., but potentially could save quite a lot of money and resources as well and make things a lot more efficient.
Yeah, money, time as well.
Fascinating. And so what's the sort of next steps for you in your research?
Okay, so actually in my research, I try to solve by teaching AI to read both the biological models and also the original scientific papers, and then automatically add clear machine-readable explanation to each part of the models. And this makes the models understandable, not just to humans, but also to the computer as well.
Wow. This is so interesting. I'm like fascinated that this is even something that exists and can exist. Isn't technology amazing?
Because we deal with AI and
right. How does AI fit into all of this?
Okay, so
will you use AI in your research?
Yeah. So in my research, I will use AI to try to give the explanation to the models, to give the extra knowledge to the model according to the research paper.
And are we worried about there being sort of inaccuracies, or because I'm guessing there'll be a long period of having to train these models to be accurate and have all the information that they need to?
Yeah. In every step of my research, I will do like a validation as well. I will do training and testing as well. So at least before we implement to the patients, so we will test my framework first before we launch it.
Amazing. Oh, wow. Well, we've been talking to Leo Willianto Santoso about his research in computational biological models. Thank you so much for coming in for a chat about your research. So fascinating to learn a little bit about how you came to this and also where it's going next.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.